Info. The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to Lagos, Nigeria. Once again, let's begin by taking a look at the papers once again. But before then, I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I was wondering if you didn't want me at work today.
Yeah, well, you're here.
I feel a bit upset. You just went on and let them know I'm here now.
Okay. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir.
Okay, let's go. Let's crack on. Let's restart. I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, you can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is what you need to search for. You can also join the conversation via our website, nigeriainfo.fm. There's a chat room on there where you can drop your comments and we'll take them. Let's start with the nation. Front page, 100% pay rise likely for striking varsity teachers.
Thank you very much, Sheriff.
Oops.
One second.
Okay.
Thanks. Sir. You didn't read the rider, which I actually should have been the lead. I think so. Should have been the lead. By the way, I'd like to congratulate the nation. I was quite impressed with the way they covered the Osun elections over the weekend and the prominence they gave the winner, even though he's in the opposing team to their own interests. I think that's a lot of maturity on their part, and I don't want that to go unappreciated. Okay, so let's get back again. 100% pay rise likely, but the writer here says Buhari may lead talks, coming a bit too late, but thank God for that, okay? And the story says that an end to the strike by the university teachers may be in sight. There were strong indications yesterday that they may get a 100% pay rise. But I think the issues are even beyond pay rise. But all those things can be sorted out if the next paragraph comes to fruition. It says, President Buhari has decided to wade into the protracted crisis. Now, isn't this coming a bit too late? Isn't this coming a bit too late? Our kids have been at home for close to 9 months now, Abby. Correct me.
From February. February. It's not up to six months, maybe.
Yeah, but before February, it was not stable still.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't stable still. So you add all this up. And it says that the president may meet all those involved in the negotiating before opening talks with ASU. Okay, so the question I ask from this paragraph isn't that he hasn't been having weekly briefings with them? How has the president felt watching this thing stretch? I mean, I'm president, the universities are closed down. Every maybe Friday, I call the minister, come, Oga, what is the progress you guys are making? And this, he hasn't done anything like that. But we won't cast any blames. We just want a resolution. Well, this is also coming on the heels of the strike that the NLC is calling in support, which in itself also is a bit too late in the day. You see, we had it been that it was the NURTW or NUPENG that had been on strike, it won't go beyond a week.
No, it won't.
But this attitude we have towards education is mind-boggling. A country without a proper education policy and implementation of that policy, okay, is not going anywhere. It's not going to develop. And they say that, and it says here that finally, aviation union threatens airport showdown. Bank insurance workers are going to join the protest. CNGSW, in a statement by its national coordinator, what's CNGSW? I honestly don't know, but there are probably some union. They've also alerted its national coordinator, Jamil Charanti, and national secretary, said the process would entail shutting down of activities in state assemblies, political party offices, major highways, airways, and railways. Somebody please tweet and let me know. Or do you know what CNG is?
No.
I don't. So we both take this thing. People will be laughing at them. They don't know what it is. I don't know. I always confess. What I don't know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. And so you have the two-page story here in The Nation. And they did a very good spread of the strike that is likely to happen. This strike must not take place. When I say must not take place, I'm not saying that they shouldn't go on strike, but the government must do everything possible to prevent it by just doing the needful, by just coming to agreement with ASSO. Because if this strike goes on, only God knows where it will end. That's the, because everywhere is so tense now. If you have this kind of, with the little, with just a minor part of the population who are into daily income, the suffering and what might follow is best. Maybe the president has gotten the wind of that, and that's why he's decided to step in. At the end of the day, I want our universities, and I think that's what all of us want. We want our universities up and running as soon as possible.
Okay? You know, the funny thing is that the students themselves held a protest for weeks, you know, blocking highways and everything. We didn't hear from the established labor unions at that time, the aviation unions, these groups in the north, the NLC. Nobody said anything at the time, but students were agitating very, very vigorously everywhere. I mean, I even interviewed the NANS president on this program, and that was, you know, some months back or weeks or so. Now we're hearing that these unions, my point is, we don't have a harmonized front when it comes to education. Everybody just wants to take the headlines when it suits them, when they don't want to share the headlines, you know, with any other person. As long as the other guy is coming in, they'd rather just, you know, stand aloof and let the other guy, you know, do his thing. Then they come in just to grab the headlines. And I'm thinking, like, if we're talking about something as vital, something as important as education, there shouldn't be that kind of sentiment.
Apart from that, what would have put us on a steady course to development have been completely polarized. Those are the various labor unions. They seem to have other interests apart from that of their constituents. And here you are, you're very quick to take the cutoff from workers' salaries, but you are actually not there when issues like this. How do you explain that you have a labor union, a central labor union, at a time like this, and ASU has been going through all this? How do you explain that? That's because every down the line, every union, whatever, has been polarized. Even the students' union. Even the students' union. I'm sorry. I have, you know, some slight reservation about the leadership of the union. I mean, yes, university students should not be totally young or whatever. But I mean, hey, if you look at some of the things, you know that something has gone down that you can't explain. Now, I'm talking in parables. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. But even the students' union, I believe, has not been proactive enough, proactive tactically. It's one thing to go on the pages of newspapers and go to radio stations and huff and puff. The truth is, what have you done tactically? I was never a students' union official, but we were in the background of these things, and we know the kind of things that we thought out back in the day. It probably wouldn't happen as long as this. We knew how to get these things done. The students' union itself, the students need to take control of their students' union. Okay? For years now, everything down the line has been politicized. You know, it's a pity. It's a pity. One doesn't want it to look as if there is nothing that we have enjoyed from a democratic government. But you find that even during the military, students' unions are more active and more tactical in their approach to these things. Well, let's leave it at that. I hope that there'll be some resolution to the crisis ASAP and the students can get back to their studies.
That's right. Now, let's go to the punch. We're going to drop the nation. The punch. Page 2. Adeleke's camp worries over litigation. Woos PDP faction.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so part of the problem is that apparently Adeleke's candidature was also, you know, challenged by a member of the party, okay? And maybe it's looking like he might come to fruition, in which case, well, from the case of Amechi, we now know that it was a PDP ticket legally, in which case the guy might be called to substitute if he wins the case. Anyway, what they're trying to do now is to tidy up. This gives me, please permit me, this gives me an opportunity to react to the victory of the election, the victory of the PDP over the APC and so on and so forth. Sherif, I find it difficult to make up my mind whether the voting was more for Adeleke than against the APC. Yes, but I think it's a yellow card to the APC. And I hope they will take in good faith the signal that they've gotten and go back and do some internal repair. If the APC needs to do a reality check, from what I see from their supporters, their pronouncements in the social media and so on and so forth, that arrogance, I hope it will bring them down to earth. Luckily, it's early enough. Very quickly, let me run through some of the things that I think could have added up.
Okay.
The Muslim ticket here, definitely, whether you like it or not, had some effect. I mean, the Christendom in Osun is quite heavy. Adeboye is from Osun. Kumi, this big, all the Orio case, most of the Orio case are in Osun. You understand? Those Christians will understand what I mean by Orio case, mountain where you go for prayers. And so there's a large Christian population. I don't know. I believe that would have contributed. Secondly, there are certain, it appears as if some people were a bit, they felt offended about the principal in and the APC, the leader, who won. We saw on video at one time, you know, went to the Oba's palace to say he was richer than the state. These little words. And don't forget, people are elephants. They don't forget these things. With his hands in his pocket, said richer than the state. Then this, believe you me, forget those propaganda in the social media. Some of these things, like calling a sitting governor a lady, all these things down the road, it smells some kind of arrogance. This theory of Emilio Kon, which works in the primaries, is not going to work in the larger whatever. You know, when you arrogate to yourself that it's my turn and things like that, the APC needs to strategize on that and get it knocked off the table. Also, the statement made about laboring to death, all these things people actually found, offensive. Of course, you can't take away the rift between Aregbesola and the national leader. That also played a role, even though Aregbesola played politics to say they were still in the APC. But we know the way these things go. And if you look at the jubilation, and one man gave a report yesterday on Wazobia TV. He was there, one of our reporters there was there, and said that there were even jubilations in some of the APC strongholds. That shows you that there was general resentment. Then, of course, you have to give credit to INEC. Apparently, from the little we saw, at least what we saw and the reports we got, it was, wasn't faultless. Of course, nothing is faultless. Then it is important for the APC to know that you can no longer buy your way through an election. There's a voice note that has gone around of some agents saying that, look, they took our 10,000, but they are not voting for us. You know, because it's now difficult even for you to prove that the person you gave the money, and you know, we've been advocates of saying, okay, don't take the money, but in the face of poverty, take the money and do the right thing. All these things cumulatively, and others we can't discuss because of time, gives the APC a yellow card. So instead of huffing and puffing or trying to rationalize what is open to the whole world, I would advise that the APC go back and rejig its machinery, especially its publicity machinery. Put the candidate in check. If he's given to speaking emotionally, having bust, have somebody next to him who can kick him every time he starts a conversation. That's a joke. No, but I'm talking to them seriously now. Yeah. Take this thing. If you go to the social media in the next 30 minutes, the abuse has started. He's not going to help you. It's not, don't walk people up against you. Even in this case of the Muslim ticket, it is done. I saw two articles, one by Delia Lucky today, putting up proof where merit should be. His article is top-notch. But he missed one thing. It is called sensitivity. You can't rationalize sensitivity. You can't rationalize faith. So it's not a matter of, if I were the APC top-notch, we will not mention anything again about the merits of this ticket. It is done. Now is the time for you to start putting forward the virtues of your candidate and what he has to offer, and leave this issue alone. And also one thing, I think that the national leader too missed an opportunity. But at the latest by Monday morning, he should have congratulated Adeleke, even if you are going to go to court later, which is what Fayemi did, to show that he's a statesman ready to lead this country as president. Even immediately, the party leader, National Party leader, who is the president, had congratulated him, he should have been next. Instead, the governor Oyetola said, we are still studying. Come on. He should have been next to show that, look, I am ready to be a national leader. I'm ready to be everybody's president. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised those around him never advised him on that. But okay, let us congratulate this man. He should have picked up his phone, called him. And then it doesn't stop you, if you find loopholes later, going to court. So strategically, the APC needs to go back again to the drawing board.
Right.
A word is enough for the wise on this. Mm.
Thank you.
Do you
agree?
Thank you. Do you agree or not?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Sir Philip, clap. Thank you.
But you know, we haven't spoken. I think I should be having breakfast with every
Why?
We haven't spoken since then, and I'd like to know your own thoughts on some of the things I just said. Don't tell me.
So I saw a video of some strong APC party men at an event, and the man was quite livid, you know, about the chances of Oyetola. This was before the election.
Oh, before the election?
Yes, before the election. And the guy said quite a number of things that he did for the governor. Going to Abuja with his men.
Oh, I saw it. Yes, you know, swearing.
And swearing.
That's an Arabian
man.
And
cursing and
yes,
everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and they vowed. He cursed. He did everything. So when you mentioned that, you know, some jubilation and celebration in some APC stronghold, my mind just flashed back to that
to
video.
Yes. I think it's a bit of all these things added together. And like I said, it's an opportunity. The APC should be happy about this. The Bola Tinubu camp should be happy. It's a reality check. Okay? All this giving 90%, he has Yoruba land in his hands and this in his hands. This is a feel. I'm not saying this was the only reason. If anybody wants to criticize me, should note, I didn't say. But all these things cumulatively, this and that and that. And I still talk about the sensitivity. Okay, fine, all arguments for merit, no problem. But there is something called sensitivity that is tied to faith. Anything tied to faith doesn't have logic. We can move on to the next
one. Yes, let's move on. Yes. I mean, I totally agree with you on that. Vanguard, page 10. It's an interesting one. Cultism, pro-portable over formation of 1 million boys. IG orders Lagos CP.
You know, age gives you an advantage over the younger ones in the sense that at the very least, no matter how stupid you are, no matter how much of a dummy you are, you have seen things far more than a young person. Mm. I mean, that is a given.
Experience.
Yes, experience. You can't, no 20-year-old can come and tell me he's seen more than I have seen. Mm-hmm. That you know, that's not here nor there. It is sad to see the beginning of Portable, who God has given an opportunity. You know, it was a break for him. It wasn't as if he was a known musician. I didn't know him until he did this Zazu. And after that, we haven't really heard something else. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will come, maybe it won't. But he needs to look at history and see musicians who have been whose tenure has been short-lived. Now, God has provided an opportunity for you. He has, to put it in local language, lifted you out. Mm. How do you translate Ipoju to English now? I'll leave you to
Ipoju.
But he has lifted you out from this, given you an opportunity, and you want to blow it. Mm. I don't know why this gentleman is so badly behaved. To the point that the one that shocks me the most in recent times is, you took 1 million naira from a candidate, you showed up the money, and then did a video after the election, ridiculing the same people who gave you that money. My advice, I've done this before, I even saw it in social media, people were saying that I'd advise this gentleman, if he doesn't have a sense of where he is headed, at least the older people in his family do. And to address his family, the elders in his family, because he's going to run into trouble. I don't even think it's most likely that he probably didn't even, what he's claiming, you know, he was just trying to be a big guy. You don't do this. The other day he was in the UK, he was smoking grass on a video. You don't do this. you know, he had an opportunity that took him to do some shows in Dubai, and for you to not have followed the guy in Dubai and whatever. I mean, his shows were not really, to be honest with you, he hasn't gotten there yet. He's not a boner boy. He's not. And the person that I like that is most focused of the whole lot is P. Is that, they call him P Square.
Yeah.
Is that him? P. Philip, come on, help me here. P Square. There's a young man.
Yeah.
He's quiet, making waves. You know, even has a private jet and everything.
But he has a private jet.
Yes. And it goes about calmly.
He's a Nigerian musician. Square.
Yes.
Nigerian musician.
I'm not into
they
this.
Don't have private jet too.
Davido has now. His private jet is no big.
That there's an explanation behind that one.
Okay, he doesn't have. Don't let's argue about that. But he's at least he's even if he chattered it, you know, he's rich enough to
yes, he is.
Well, what a low woman. Oh, yeah. But I like his mien. You know? I like his mien. The other day too, we were highly critical of Bonaparte. Look, if God gives you an opportunity, I see a lot of them thinking in their heads that they're in the mold of Fela. Fela was not a rascal.
No, he wasn't.
Fela was, yes, he was rascally, but he was not a rascal. And he endeared himself to the public, not because of his ways and not because of his grass smoking or whatever, because, one, the quality of his music spread across board. I remember during my youth call, Zombie was played in the barracks. Yes, and then not in the barracks, in the mess.
In the mess, officer's mess.
Officer's mess. Mm. Okay, so he needs to understand. Now, another thing that just occurred to me driving down here, because I've been thinking of this gentleman, mm-hmm. that occurred to me is that the people who are urging you on are the people who are down there with you. There's something called, these people are practicing what you call Dabintidaism. Do you know what the Dabintidaism means?
No, please.
Okay. Do you know what Dabintida means?
Dabintida.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is.
I know what it is.
So they are practicing what I call, they will bring you down back to their own level, those who are urging you on. So it's important that somebody takes hold of this guy. You know, and he needs to. And
I think he's been abandoned.
By who?
By those who are supposed to take hold of him. Like, I don't think he's that type of person anybody wants to get close to.
No,
I mean, I've tried really to distance myself from his conversations.
And he committed a sacrilege.
Yeah,
I don't know if people noticed it during this campaign, by the statue of Awolowo.
Yeah,
he had his trousers, his shorts down, in pants.
I saw that.
You see, whether you like it or not, our life is translated, is divided between physical and spiritual, this world. It's a sacrilege. And I'm surprised the people who paid him money to come to the rally didn't do that. He didn't even conduct himself well. Anyway, we saw the result, so didn't help. All said and done is portable. It needs to be careful. If he will listen, doesn't look to me like somebody who would listen. Most likely, I would tell him that... all this. By the time you find yourself where most of your own core fans are, you will know what life is all about. I think he has enough time to straighten. I'm going to plead. The police are going to investigate him, which is what, you know, I spoke about profiling the other time when he was smoking, you know, in the UK, and he was smoking on video. He'll be profiled. So, some of his thoughts, he might not even get a visa to go to these countries. He needs to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. It's an opportunity for him. He shouldn't burn it.
Quite a number of people on the social media are responding to you trying to get the name of the artist, and they're saying it's Wizkid.
Wizkid!
Plenty people.
Give me one of them. Give me the name of one of them.
Okay, let's take this.
Give me one name. Just give me one name.
Okay, all of them will be angry that I didn't.
No, just give me one name.
They'll be angry I didn't give them their name.
Just give me one name.
Oh, there are plenty of people.
Give me one name, Sharif. You don't know what
Tunde.
I was doing. Tunde what?
Tunde Johnson.
Tunde Johnson, call me. I have 10K for you. Very good. I'll give you 10K.
That's it.
Yes.
Me that I'll say it.
You can share with you.
I said
you can go and collect tithes from him. Today, Johnson, find a way to call me later. Send me your account details. I give you 10K.
This is really not nice.
But Wizkid, who is P Square?
P Square, they are the twin singers, the Peter and Paul.
So I was partially right. I think I'll withdraw my 10K. I was partially no, today
that was fast.
No, today just like I give you. I said to you, I give you.
Okay.
I would like you to come to the studio. Let's sit down and you know. Yes. You know, Wizkid. I like his profile, and he's making waves.
Yes,
he's making money.
Yes, he is.
Highly respectable.
Yes, he is.
You know, I've seen him meet with adults. He respects them. It's Sunny Ade. One day he went flat, straight, and stuff like that. He will go far. What is just a one track musician and almost turning himself into a new
just like that one track musician.
The one after that, have you heard another song?
It's just what is hell?
one of the best in my discourse throughout my career.
Yeah.
One of the best persons that I love so much.
We have to go. We have to go.
Remind me tomorrow. When Funke Akindele is coming at 9, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. At 9. Fantastic. Yes. So Funke will be here at 9, people, on Daily Digest with Jimmy Lisi. Thank you so much for coming.
All right. Tunde Johnson, call me.
Yeah. All right, guys. We have to go. Bye for now. Yeah.
Hello. My name is Abdul. My friends ask me how I stay updated with current happenings around me despite my busy work schedules.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.